course, on the level of the Oraisa, we know by Zava Gadola, Shiva Nakiyama is required mid Oraisa, and the specifics of the details of how you go about it is a bit controversial. We spoke about it last week, the Mishnah in the Sechida, you need 1 and 7, 1 or 7, someday in between. So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Kuf Tzadi Vav Siv Dal, just to review briefly, B'chol Yom Yizayin Yemei HaSfira, Tzvich Aliyah Sbodekas HaChatchila Pamayim B'chol Yom, Achas Shachas V'achas Samach Levein HaShmoshes, L'Bodka B'chol Shiva El Pamachas, Lo Shno Bodka B'yom Rishon Shal Shiva B'yom Shvi, Yom Yechon Yom Tzoyim, Yachas Shabodka B'yom Shekona Mazayin Amatzah Torah, Ololo, Av L'Bodka B'chol Azayin B'yom Hashmini Bodka Amatzah Torah, אין ליום חס בלבד מה שלם הסולם. נשמור בזה בריחס. יש אומרים שצורך לבדוק ביום ראשון מהשיבה וביום השביעי, ואין לא אותו. וביום השביעי. Comes along the ביורים of the body of השולם with the following חקירה. ויש לחקור לפי דברי המחבר. בסוף סימקוף צד איזיין. שבדייבד אם טוב לו ביום שביעי אולסו לתפילה, תפילה עשו. היכו שלא בודקה בתריך השביעי עד יאחה שטוב לו. מהו? יש לא עמד לא מהני, כי אגבת, וכל שלא בודקה לא חשיבה ספיר המעיה, וכל שלא סופה ספיר המעיה, לא מות עדיין זמן תפיל, לבעיין, שעה, שעה, אבל דין דרייסה זכור. I mean, it's made for us, the Rabbonim, the Rabbonim, the Rabzera. But let's say, זו בגדול דרייסה. So we know that then is מקסיס יום ככולו. When does that start? So when can we say, okay, she's finished, you know, unfortunately, מקסיס יום ככולו is associated with Avelus. So Avelus Shiva, we all know, Avelus Shiva, the Shiva is over, it's just not over as soon as it gets light outside. You have to do something. Omdu HaMenachemim, something has to happen. Contrast that to Shloshim, like this, it gets light, and the Shloshim is over. So what's part over here? You say, Mitzvah Kekulo by the Shvi, as soon as it gets light? Or no, you have to do something. What do you have to do? Bedika. You do a Bedika, then an action. So it's analogous to the Shiva, to the Shloshim. I'm sorry if it makes such a crude analogy. But that's the shayla over here, which the body of Shulchan has. It sounds like it's a shayla within a Dinda or Isa. So, we said last week on Wednesday the following Hakira. What's pshat in all these Bedikas of Rishon and Shvi? Assuming that we pass on Halach, it's going like the second day of the Mechabe in Lehokel. That means Yom Rishon and Shvi. What's the pshat? We had a big fight between the Sidrei Tara and the Chazanish. That was the critical fight. What's pshat? The Gemara says, according to Rabbi Lezer, you don't need Sfirum Lefaneinu. Is that both versions of Rabbi Lezer? Chazanish. And all you need for 1 and 7 just to be Mavara, there was no blood. Well, no. According to Rav's version of Rabbi Lezer, you don't need Sfirum Lefaneinu. According to Rabbi Chanina's version, you do. That's the Sidrei Tara. So I thought this shot of a Daraisa may be critical for this case. Do you need that seventh bedika to make say mixing up the kula on level of the araisa? According to the Sidrei Tara, probably you would. According to the Chazanish, probably you wouldn't. So this he has a chakira of ayin. He doesn't give any nafkaminas. Doesn't give any sources here, there, anywhere. Says nothing. Now the Chazanish doesn't discuss this really directly. He talks about it only, you know, obliquely. If you know, Chazanish style is very hard to understand. He goes back and forth sometimes within one siman. So, in Siman Sadi Bey, he talks about all these things. Yesh la'ayin. Chilosin api shein sofa. Yibi'inan bedika biyom ches kodem tefila. Right? The Gemara says that by Rishon and Shmini. What's the pshat? According to Rav Chanina, Rishon and Shmini is no good. And according to Rav, it is good. And what if you don't have a Shmini at all? Big machlokes aposkin. Do Rav require a Shmini or not? No. According to Rav, Rishon is good enough. The only reason why Shmini is mentioned is to show the chumrah of Rabbi Chanina. Even though it's 1 and 8, still no good. That's why according to Rav, you need 1 and 8. 1 is enough. And that's a push of Shah in the Gemara. Although the language is not mashma that way. That's his chakir over here in Sivkot and Hek. Vod Rav, they feel in Hayam Ben Shtei Bedikas, one beginning, one the end. Except, it doesn't matter how, you know. But is it not enough to have the first day? Oh, no! No. Why did he mention Ches? Bishim the Rabbi Chanina. Rav Afila b'lo batcha klava sofa. Finished. Not sure. Okay. Now in this sifkot and hay, he throws in as follows. Yibina b'digi yom ches kodem tvila. Chakira that we saw in Bariah Shulchan is, wait a minute, maybe tefillah can even be precede. It can happen the tefillah in the morning. So the Chazon Ish only said what he said, according to the Tzad, which he's doche in Sifkot and Vov, that you need a bedikas ches. Vov begins with the Rav enter a klal bedikas ches. Okay, so the Kitzer doesn't really mean to say it necessarily has to be that way. So it's fascinating. If you open up to the Pischei Tshuva, Rabosai, open your Shulchan Aruch, please. Sifkot and Zayin. Simen Kuf Tzadi Vov. Sifkot and Zayin. Remember, the Machab was very draconian. He took a sheet which is a sheet that's Yochid. We don't understand why relatively Yochid. And not only did he say you should do it in Chatchila, but he even said Ein Lahokel. I already told you on Wednesday there are different Ein Lahokels, even though it's a B'dayevet. Again, I repeat one more time. When there's a Machloikas in the Chatchila, you rely on the Yochid B'dayevet. Or one sheet of B'dayevet. But if the Machloikas in the B'dayevet, you can't say rely on the Mekil B'dayevet. They're fighting about B'dayevet. But I told you that not every B'dayevet is created equal. I gave the Moshe of Hilchos Agunas. It applies here as well. Take a look at Pischei Tshuva, for example, in Sifkot and Zayin. Vayom HaShviv Ein Lahokel. Ayin B'tshuvas Chasam Sovas in the Kufayin Ches. Shekosav. The B'dayevet. Shekvar Lonzo Eitzel Baile Yesh Lahokel. That's a bigger B'dayevet. She did a B'dayevet of what day one, didn't do day seven, went to the mikvah, was with her husband. What are you going to say? She has to go start all over again. They lived in sin. We don't like to do that. Okay. Akoza B'bolka B'vada B'yechad O'B'zayim. There's another interesting question. The Rosh, we still be fairish, doesn't make a difference. It's a mechaber. First day. 1, 7, 3, 8, 6, any day you want. It's good enough. He's not willing to rely upon that. Wow. Wow. Why? What? Pick that up as a sheet of the Ra'ah, the Ra'ah, the mainstream views don't hold this way. For some reason, the Chasam Sova latched onto that. That's no. He's gonna insist. Even Lon says the ballot. Chasam Sofa says. But you see, anyway, some flexibility in a real B'dayevet, literally, that we can be perhaps say that 1 or 7 is enough. And many possibly disagree with the Chasam Sofa and say any day is also enough. It's very not nice to require a second tevila, And as a matter of fact, the Bariah Shulchan, when he quotes this, if you have it. In Sifkot and Pehei, in Bariah Shulchan, he quotes this. He adds an interesting twist. He says, Pei Aleph. Interesting twist. He says, "Didievet lons is ovayla." Fine. Then he says over here, "Shelo lohoti laz al biilasa." It shouldn't look as if you know that the bia was a bia with an iser. And then he says in the footnote, Kuf Nun Ches, Ratzalomash, Afilim Lonsa Velo Shimsha, Mekhili B'dievin, the Mechura Dovel Hatshach Tvila Shainis, as the Shach says in a different context, Kuf Tzadi Ches, Chofei by Chtzitzis, Shemaram Lublin, even if there was no actual relations, as long as they were together physically, that itself was enough of a reason to be made. Okay? Now, Rabbi Osai, Bariah Shulchan is Machmir. We said before that according to the first day and Batka and Rishon is enough. Quotes over here, Dear Maskel Batka, to page Shin, for those who have the want to look up later on, Shin. Quotes here as a Rua. Hega the Batka Atmi Yom Rishon and Yom Shmini, who wants a Torah, Shem Leil Batka, to Machloka Satanah, Rav Rav Hanina. Okay, you see from there as a Rua. After Rav, Lo Boy, Tchilas, and Vesophon. That was exactly the Chakir of the Chazon Ish, and the Ozerua seems to be Machmir in this Chakira. Yeah. Got it from the Lashon of Rav and Rabbi Chanina. And the Ramban says, Im Botka Berishon no B'sheini, Tzricho Lidlo Gamken, Kishe Toveles. So writes the Chinuch and Smitzvah Reish Zayin. They hold like the Ozerua. Okay, so you need one at the beginning and one at the at the end. That's what you have to have. Fine. Does everyone agree to that? No. 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 The Rambam says it seems to say the same thing. Perek Vav Halacha Beis. Balkan Rishon U'Matzah Torah V'Yom Shmini U'Matzah Torah. It's good. It seems you also have to get V'Yom Shmini. Iko Shita Zu Shal Rishonim Shal Hatsuk V'Dika Shmini L'Deya Kamaisa D'Hocha Lori Isiv Shka'esh Yaskirua Raboseinu Ha'achronim. I never heard of this. One is enough. That's a pashup shot in the mechaber. Both your mission, O Yom Shvi, O Bechanim Tzorim, good enough. So the Achronim follow the Maran Bet Yosef. Lecha Vesimla says, do it. But he didn't quote the Rishonim. What Rishonim? Or is it Ruah, Ramban, Rambam? That's for a lot of Rishonim. But the Chazanish, despite that fact, says no. He thinks not that way. He thinks not that way. Oh. Fine. Then he goes further, the Chazon Ish. I'll read you his lashon. We saw this a little bit before. This is again in Sivkot and Vav. Listen carefully. In a pshuto. V'nira dehu adin. Catch this now. Kishlo baka lo berishin v'lo b'shvi. Nothing, zero. Rak behefsek taro l'chud, sagi l'rab medaraisa. How do you like that? Wow, you have to do chazanish for this. Now, nothing, zip. When the rab requires one or seven, and some say even three, he says, you know, you're very nice, that's medarabonim. But the raisa, you don't need anyone. Not one, not two, nothing, not nothing. And I can't. Not one, not two, not seven, nothing. None of the seven. With the Raisa, it works. Raisa Chazanish and Simon Sadi Beis, Siv Koton Vov. And he brings a Raya to the complex Sugya. The Yesakash gets Rav from a Toa. In case of Toa, there's no Hefsik Tara. And if Shvi works with the Raisa without a Hefsik Tara, so it would appear. Kavachom hefsek tara without shivinikim. That's what he says. And then he quotes in Sivkot and Zion, the Tosfos Rosh, who suggests hefsek tara is the Rabbanon. So with the rice is good without a hefsek tara, without any bedikinik, nothing. Nothing. Zero. Zero. Not need the hefsek tara, nor shivinikim. The Rabbanon tzor psikas tara vitchos no sofan. But the rice, totally catch the word now, bahavayas anikim. The fact that they're clean. Avshta of Sikh of Labotka. Wow. Amazing. Okay. But other poskim say, no. Dika Shiva Nakim is Doraisa. And he quotes it over here. Again, it's a beautiful Sefer Bibali Ashulchan. He says, it's found Roy Lachkar, about Badikim and Atorah, paid Shinav Dermasal Avo. He wants to know. Ashaila. Losh Neraban sounds like it's with Doraisa. And the Beis Yosef sounds like it's a Doraisa. So you should aim the hook, a chash chorus. And the Chavaz Das and the Sidrei Tara say it's a Doraisa. And the question, of course, becomes why. So let's open up to the Chavaz Das and then to the Sidrei Tara and see why. Chavaz Das right over here, Simen Kuf Tzadi Vav, Sif Katan Gimel. We mentioned this briefly last week. I don't think we had a chance to look inside. Chavaz Das, Kuf Tzadi Vav, Gimel. Okay. You have to check. Smash it, Rishlivi Hashas. Dita Samach Tes. Chol Shlo Boka Atma Afa Shlo Gisha. Tamei Abed Oraisa. Di Yimei Nekim Svurum Abeduk and Bina. Because Mo Zi Yom Echad Risi. Safarti. And there Kama Safarti. Rashi explains. Chol Shlo Boka Atma And Tvila Tvila Afilu Mandama Tvila Bezmanam Et Mitzvah. I Abed Oraisa Abed Nekim. I feel the below bedika as the Chazanish said. My lot he bought tefila. Came in the midoraisa tefila is mana. Elevated the midoraisa through the beduka bina. That's what he says. Against this is the great Tara's opinion. That's against Chazanish. And he quotes the base yoritz to be sekaris. See the midoraisa without a breakfast of bedika. Ulefiza nira. It's a new paragraph if you have my edition. Demikoshkein. The bebiru ros adam below hagosha b'zayin akim. This so seris means midaraisa. Tare eino bedukin. The ros adam do ikar bedika shitz shachmanu who mishem dam shlo b'hagosha. To dam shlo b'hagosha ain't so bedika. The old because the reason why. The dam shlo b'hagosha tomei l'taros. Shun the makor mekomo tomei. Ooh. Of course, neither daf tezayin and samavav. Have you tumam of segas meinayim? Lo karina behu viyachar titor shoti tumam of segas meinayim. Wow. The gam lo have in the kiyim the bedukim and the kiyim the bedukim the tsurim bina. The old daf membeis came the metame b'fnim ke b'chutz. Roa have you. V'chanami ha metame b'fnim ke b'chutz. Wow. Adin d'oraisa dam shelo b'hagosha. We will get to learn at barichas. Does not make a woman tummy in the first place, but according to the Heilige Chavos Das, Dam Shalor Bagosha will be sosa the Shivinikim, and therefore any woman who sees any Dam in Shivinikim is Tumea Midorais. Again, assuming she's giving her a status of a Zav Gadol. Wow. If this is the case, so how can there be any cool of Ksamim in Shivinikim? The Ramah speaks beferish and Sif Yud about coolers and Oksamim and the Shiv and the Kiyim, the first 3 days, the last 4 days, details. According to the Chavos Das, nothing should work. How can it work? What? Because of Suffolk. A custom of Shiv Suffolk. Why a Suffolk? A Suffolk, because there's another, and we'll get to Oksamim a little bit later on. So, Suffolk, we have a general principle rule of Da Velo Kesem, which is a Mishnah of Chesem and Beis, which means Vade Velo Suffolk. But these days, many situations, it's clear that there's Dam and Hamokar, the only coolest Shalom Baragosha, Kohen Tachadish and Chavadaz, in that case, you cannot be Mekel and Shivin Akim. It's a Chiddish, Wapa Chiddish. That's Sefer number one. But he also quotes the Sidrei Tara. Where is Sidrei Tara? He says, look up in Sidrei Tara, Kuf Tzadi Dalid, Sifkotin Dalid. Let's take a look. Kuf Tzadi Dalid, Sifkotin Dalid. Sidrei Tara. Here we go. Okay. This is quite lengthy. Talk about Dam Toa. It spans many, many pages. Okay, I'm just going to take a little bit out of context. He quotes exactly what I just quoted a minute ago. Where should I start? He says as follows. I'll just. Starts with Nachzal Rishonos. If you see that paragraph, Nachzal Rishonos. He says, "You know the lahaka below madim chase below agosha the tal of sphere shiva the kiyum." How do you know? Kol aposkim lo kosu elish ein isha mit tamba me atorim acher tagish. From the sphere shiva the kiyum im olam bechaz lo agosha olav lo kosu. Av she kosu b'direk samim litos afilu top sphere shiva the kiyum im echagim lo yomim.
Down below Suffolk, but I can go into the Pratim right now. So he holds his word. Next paragraph. Od nearly Rylazu. Lo also Zinakim, Yafalo by Gosha. Kaiman and Simmons, Kuftsadi Vav, Shikh, Tizak, Rishon, Bin Ashiva, Nakim, Uvishvi. It says over there. Pedieva in the Hakablo, Dika, Sel, Rishon, Ashvi. Why? The Pluk, the Rabbasam, Tara, Pedika, Tizak, and Domisha Suffolk is a chorus. What chorus? You see the Hyperdika with the Rice in the Noom. But the cause of a suffer will let us swarm below Bedikah, the man the boy is swarm of Fanayim. Yeah. With his day, he saw God, the Imros of Lagosha, the old Sri Shiva the Kim, Kasha Bedikah Zulama, below Agosha. Can I feel him Timsa Dabalo Agosha, eat the Horam and Atoro? When I can mean the Bedikah, which is Sri Shiva the Dog, here I shall look on the Amos Sri Bedikah, will let a man the Polig, Lord Sorokro, yeah. That's his right. Same as the Chavaz Das, only one difference. Chavaz Das said it knocks out all 7 days, and according to the Sivita, knocks out that one day. Next up, a different halacha l'maisa for us. Either way, it's a disaster if you pass in that way. And this is these two Gedolei Olam Mamish say this. Gedolei Olam Mamish. And it's based on their kasha. What do you need bedikas for on the level of Doraisa? Who needs it? Who needs it? No, so the other posts will disagree. What do they hold? So take a look at the Biurim. He talks about it. Again, this is Kuf Tzad Ivov, the Ramaskel Avol. He talks about it. So he says, Kamek Doli Achonim, the last 5 lines of page Shadalaf, Chol Koleim, there are Moshe Tov Befer, if you don't pass like them, Vedatam the Damshla by Goshel, Lachoshim Kiriyah, Klal, Lav Kuma Tov Shurim Kim Shula, Avne Miluim, Beis Ephraim, Chasam Sofer, Nu, where do we do this kasha? If the bdikas are with the raisa, the chashina dilma argusha v'lava daita. Yaf agadol v'amal chashina lehochi min haTorah. Some of the rabbana, hochash yivcheskes tuma chitcha Torah dechosman shlobot the chashina came shirgisha v'lava daita. What's the problem with that is again? How you make up some? Every time she says the kesem, dilma argusha v'lava daita. That's a problem. The Chasam Sofer says Beferish that if you have in mind that you didn't know Hargosha, it works with Oraisa. Chazanish said the same thing. That's a machlekes. Of course, the question becomes: he asks his kash over here. V'yesh Omrim, again the same sefer in Bali Ashulchan. V'yesh Omrim goes back to this topic again. He asks the kash like this against the Chasam Sofer. How can the Chasam Sofer say that if you have kavana, it works? Just thinking about it. Thinking about it. Shubas chasam sovas im kufa in zayim. Vedigas shivinakim, sagi b'mashem, mechavenes dat, the leda shlogish, last 6 lines on this page, shin base, v'fsiras mekoru. Yesh, ayim bezeh, ho teinach min ha-torah, shadam bo v'lo b'agosh ha-torah, av med rabbonam, shetimu, af b'lo ha-gosh ha-heik te-choshev, ki ha-gavda, when you think about it, Libdika. Same kash against the Chazanish. Same tzadi base of Kotan Yud. Ula das chasam sofer. Last 4 lines. The kevin shiro dum and boy bar gosha. Have a header our gosha ki bdika. The lerasa have a margosha. The fact that she didn't feel that itself is a bdika. Om the lefize. But o son hanoshim she'ainen margishas b'riyas dam after shas vestam. Brackets. Ukayom beidos kein harbe noshem alatzma. Don't cross that harbe. Put in kol. Okay. Aflach asam sofer ein lo tarle bebedikas aid. He may don't agree. He may don't agree. I think we'll get to we learn hagosha that all women do see behagosha. They don't feel the official hagoshas that are found in pisch tshuva kuf pe gimel alaf. We'll get to it down the road. The answer is that's true. But since those hagoshas no longer exist, it's considered to be derech riyosa, which by my definition is the definition of hagosha, derech riyosa, whenever the period starts in full flow, that is their hagosha. And whenever you don't feel that, that's considered to be dam shelo v'hagosha. Kei nirali. This is what I think. Those want to look up what I said. You said you found it. I think that the Mishmeret HaTara, something like that, and the Pizchei Das from Rabbi Yoshev, along the lines of what I said, not exactly the same. So I have a maimon here in the Sefer on which came out this year. It's entitled, if I'm not mistaken, Hargosha Bizmanenu. Pretty sure that's the title. That's a pretty on point for this discussion. Hargosha Bizmanenu. And here on page Kuf Tezvov, Rak Shadam Bo Bishefa Mikit Chilas Derech Riyosa. And Derech Riyosa, that's considered to be Doraisa. And I quote here Rav Yoshev on the same page, Kuf Tezvav. Rav Yoshev says a raya that Derech Riyasa is considered to be Doraisa, even though nothing was felt from the Gemara in Nida, quoted by the Rambam, Perkdal Lach Aleph, that the quote from the Rogosh over there. She's born with no agasha. So Rabbi Yosha explained, what does it mean? It means it's derech riyasa. Some babies see dam as soon as they're born. A significant percentage. So that's considered to be derech riyasa. So I thought, whatever derech riyasa is derech riyasa. What I call derech tchilas riyasa. When the blood comes in a flow. What happens, the dribs and drabs before that, the dribs and drabs at the end, that's not called derech riyasa, and that would not be a shal of a doraisa as such. Again, of course, if she saw Derech Riyasa, she has to go to the Mikveh Doraisa because of that one day. So I'm not belittling the... I'm saying, there is Nida Doraisa B'Zman Hazeh. And Rabbi Eider has in the Sefer that maybe there should be no Nida Doraisa at all B'Zman Hazeh. Because you don't have what they call Psichos HaMalka, you don't have Zaz Devarel, you don't... Chas V'Shol to say such a thing. That would be a big Mikshol. He didn't mean it either, he just was talking theory. There is Nida Doraisa. Every woman who sees a regular monthly period is a Nida Doraisa. And therefore, the fact that she did not feel that now would be the equivalent of a hagosha, of a bedik according to Chasam Sofer, even bizman hazeh. Fine. Yes.
According
to the cheshbon, when you have a shinoi in the vestas. Yeah, we'll get to vestas later. That's not after that yet.
Yeah. So you would do it from the shefa. Right?
We'll discuss. All the poskim say that the shefa is the way we measure vestas. Even those who don't agree with my definition, they all say that. Kabat. Okay, so now we're over here in this same paragraph in the Biurim. It's something interesting. This is what he says. Where are we? Avo. Hold on. So the quote someone who says as follows. The question became, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, this takes care of the level of the Oraisa. What are you going to do with the level of the Rabbana? That's what bothers him. Yeah. Quote Chasam Sofer, as long as you don't feel anything, it's okay. Not funny now. Somewhere he quotes somebody who says like this, that the Rabbanon, they asked Ksamim, not Enuj Kanshalo Bar Agosha. So as long as you didn't find the Kesem, it's Metame, it's enough to have a lack of Agosha, even on the level of the Rabbanon. Again, the question he raised was, very nice, the lack of Agosha is good on the level of the Oraisa. But how does it help on the level of the Rabbanon when you don't require Hagosha? Oh, it's Paragraph Vyesh. I'm looking at the wrong paragraph. Paragraph Vyesh over. That's the question which he raises. So he quotes over here from a Chacham Echad, I don't know who that is, who answered that the only time, yeah, I'll read it to you, the last two lines of page Shin Beis. Okay, kagolim, etc. Lo tiknu chachamim l'tami shin gimel, elak shemotis kesem, kfi agdorm shigdiru l'tumas aksamim. Okay, kozman shein amotza kesem, shedino dios tome, kfi agdorm ahem, einat shichu divdok shem arosa tam shalor bagosha. Ulezeh heirani chocham echad. Call him up, maybe we'll tell you what a chocham echad is. I have to call Lakewood, long distance call, he moved from Flavish to Lakewood in the last year of my final call. But it's not that far. Okay? Who was the Chacham Echad on page Shin Gimel who had this interesting terms? Fine. Good. But this is all an important discussion of the need for Bedikas during the Shiva Nekiyim. Okay. But now I come to. Have I given any coolest yet this year? Only Chumas. I'm trying to remember. We had some coolest?
Steenum.
What?
Steenum.
Sadinim, okay, right. Here's my real bit. My real big cool is coming up right now. Okay. So we saw, Rabbosai, that the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Chatchila every woman should check herself twice a day. Where does it come from? Open up to the Mordechai and you'll see it. Nothing comes from nowhere. Everything has a source. Please open up, if you don't mind. The Mordechai writes in Hilchus, Nida Tov Shin Lamed Zayin. Give a look. Tov Shin Lamed Zayin. Here we go. Tov Shin Lamed Zayin. If you have my edition, it's page Dalit. Paragraph begins Beyom. Fifth line, the Cholosim Zayin Akim Tzricha should lived up. There's a little Samach there. Samach, what it stands for? The Chol Yom Pa'amayim. Twice. Shachris Ksholmedes Mimitosa. The Arvis Ksholeches Lepes Akneses Kodem Laila. Stop right there. So you say, okay. Ah, Chumra Bialma. What's the word? Chumra Bialma. Wow. It's more than a Chumra B'Yalma according to those opinions. If you look a little bit further, he says, "Vimshaka v'labotka atzma kol yomim rak yom sheposke bo le'erev u'lemocha shiur mishan shel sfira botka atzma shakwes v'yarmis u'yom zayin botka v'nimtes tahora muteres v'tovelas b'layla tahora." Get an impression from over here. It's market. Where do you find this? The Tanan, the Perek Basra, Zava, Zava, Shabbat, Gatan Yom Aleph, Umatza Torah, Vishayav, Labatka, Labam, Shvi, Batka, Matza Torah, and he goes through the whole Sugya. Very nice, but where's the twice come from? Where does twice come from? Quotes no source. Quotes a machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Chanina, which we spoke about a few times. We read some over here before. A little bit of small rashes. Paul Ivska, Chasal, the man, Kaman, Abdin, Rabbi Chanina. Ulechumra. It seems to be no connection between these two chumras. Let's say it's just a machmer. A machmer here, a machmer. Two separate shilas, no? On both sides. Two separate shilas. One's a shila, do you need tchila visov or tchila osov? And this other thing you threw in, do you need two a day? At first glance, two unrelated chumras, only tzad ha-shava shalem is that he's a machmer. Alright, that's an issue in tzad ha-shava. Fine. But where's the source? So the Beis Yosef gives away the secret. It's not here. Right? Am I right? Do we read the Mordechai? Pamayim? Did he quote a source of Pamayim?
No.
So open to the Beis Yosef, please. Kuf Tzadi Vav. He gives away the secret. Gives away the secret. Mashkas Rabbeinu. Shebesefer mitzvahs kosa pamayin. It comes from the smag. Anyone sleep with me? At the very beginning, what they call the dalet aleph. Kena besmag the smag sefer tshuma v'amorachem shem rokeach. Shebodekas pamayin b'choyomim ha'asfir pamayin shals shemes mitos v'amach sholechas arvis d'arvis. V'nira li Rabbi Yosef Karo. Who's a part of none of these people to give a course. Shalomdu came with itnam perakam adidah fyer aleph pamayin tzricha lios bodekas. Shachris Ubein Hashmashas. If you have my edition, which many of you have, you look on the bottom of the Hagos Ve'Horus, New Tours. Omnam Shamarlin in Taurus. Ein Shematam Barashiv Davdalmad Beis, but Sarachin, Lo Shayach Tamzel Kainan Baila, Ein Sham, Kain Hiksha Goyin Rabbi Akiva Eger. We is a Pikash. So, let's take a look in the source and see what the kasha is. Rebosai, turn to that Yud Aleph from an Aleph. That's the source. That's the source of Beis Yosef quotes. Yud Aleph from an Aleph. Okay? Upamayim tzricho lios podek al shachas ben ha-shmoshes. The Mishnah, that Yud Aleph from an Aleph. Twice a day. Why, Dr. Rashi? Shachris ben Hashmoshes, Shachris lahachshir taras shel laila, Arbas lahachshir taras shel yom. Kamin and Tama v'reish pirkin. We see earlier in the Perek tells you to look on Daf Dalet Amud Beis. Take a look at Rav Osi on Daf Dalet Amud Beis. You know how the Mishnah begins. Shamei Amakol Noshim Dayan Shatam Hillel Omer Lepkida Lepkida. In other words, you have to, everything's Torah since the last check. Before the last check, but since the last check, everything's going to be tummy. So you don't want to throw out so many Taurus into the garbage, because it's Taurus, Truma, Kotchim, whatever it may be. So you have to check intermittently. How intermittently? So it's over here, you check every morning and every evening. So when you went to check in the morning and it's clean, shoo! A sigh of relief. Whatever she touched at night, okay. Do it, check again at night, shoo! Another sigh of relief. Well, I mean, her period's going to come sometime or other, but okay. Okay, so this is a. Take a look over here again in Rashi Daf Dalet Amud Beis, where the Moses is beferish. Shachris tahakshir tara shalayla. Zok Rashi. More than halfway now. Lahoti michlal sofek tumash shim timotei tora teila shalorosa balayla. Shatim sa arvis tumea yotu elemi sofek. That she'll see sometime later on that at least what she saw the previous night will be okay, etc., etc. So, Bikimei, what's it do with Baila? No connection, living or dead, between this Mishnah and with respect to her husband. Makes absolutely no sense. Maybe we do Kakash. I had a terrace. My terrace is the Mordechai's Lashitosim. Open back to the Mordechai. Open to the Mordechai. Tov Shin Lamed Hei. Can't go into the details now because we haven't looked at the sugis yet. Just a brief. I'm going to pick up a very, very brief excerpt. The last few words in the first paragraph of Masechta Nida are complicated. It's different interpretation of what the Gemara means. To sum it up, the Mordechai is at the very end of page Aleph in my print. The very end of page Aleph. Maskana de Mil, so the last few lines. Isha Shiesha Vesta and Livdo Klal, Vyom Vesta, Vashas Vesta, Ozim Chiyav Zivdo, Labotka Tmeya, etc. Isha Sheela Vest, which is today most women, the Pirish Rash, there may not have a little base there of the Achidushe Anche Shame, Sricho Livdo Kol, next page, Shakwis Viarvis Labailo. What's going on? Every single woman is required to check every single morning and every single evening to maintain her tara status with respect to her husband. Rashbam reposka de b'chol abala boy b'dika. Okay, posuk, etc., etc. So many other poskim hold the same way. So I want to say as follows. If you look carefully in the Gemara, let's just see it. I think the Rosh is an easier place to see it than the Gemara proper. Turn to the Rosh, the last Rosh in the first parak. It's page Zion in the new print of the Rush. He says as follows. He says, you know, he thinks, according to Rashi, the whole Gemara is Suga B'Taras. And anyone who's not, no Taras, there's no check. You don't need to check before Tashmish, no check after Tashmish. Ela Shlomo La'ani Libi Lehokol Ki Divi Rabbeinu Chananel Divi Kabolein. He's afraid to go against Rabbeinu Chananel. He's afraid to go against him. But the bottom line is, if you take a look at the Divrei Chamud Eschof, the halacha of Chinim and Antiglus, Chinim Masik B'Samach, the Mishamesh is B'Shnei Eidim, Achal Lefnei Tashmish, Achal Lefnei Tashmish, Shekein Tazah Kol Yomel. Okay, so that's what the Rosh is afraid to be Megal. I thought that Pshat is like this. The Smag is L'Shitosa. The Smag holds that like this, the Mordechai Lishitosa. The Mordechai quotes his Chum and Sim and Tov Shulam and Heg. That every woman, as long as it's no Ves Kavua, has to check herself every morning and every evening. No one ever said that, really. All the Gemara said, at most, which we don't have passed like either, is the Fnei Tashmish or the Yachat Tashmish. Where do you get it from, this extension? Every day, morning and evening. The answer is, he understood the nature of the Chum of the Gemara. The last line, Just take a quick look just to see the original source. We'll get to it by Richas. Yud Beis Amud Beis. Literally the last line in the first paragraph of Masechta Nida. Isha She'en Lo Ves Asur Latash Asher Tivdo Ukimla Basuka Bataras. Oh, so according to Rashi, only Asuka Bataras. We have no Taras nowadays. You don't have to check at all. But others, the Rach said no. Manda Masni Hola Master has a different interpretation of the last five words. And therefore it comes out that you have to check. But only check when. We're talking about here Asur the Shamesh. Where do you get the idea of morning and evening from? That doesn't say it anywhere. So the Pshat in the Mordechai is that he understood Maskanas HaGemara to me will treat a woman Bizman Azeh with no Taurus as if she was Taurus. Oh, once you say that, go back to the Mishnah, get Aleph from an Aleph. There it says Taurus, you have to check every morning and evening. So it comes out, unless she has a Nes Kavua, she's doing the same thing over here as well. So it comes out for the Shiva Nekiyim, where everyone has to be more Machmir, you have to check every morning and every evening Lishitasa. I want to link together these two Mordechais. The Mordechai who says morning and evening in the context of the Shiva Nekiyim, with the Mordechai who says every morning and every evening in the context of Isha She'en Loves, She'en Asuka Bataris, as we saw before in Simitov Shalam and Hay. And therefore I wanted to suggest that Mikra, that we don't pass like either of those Mordechais. We don't pass like the Mordechai Tov Shalam and Hay. We shouldn't have to pass like Tov Shalam and Zayin. Either Mechaber mentioned it, okay. It's what I call a chumah b'yalma. Either Svag himself really holds from it, now he holds from it. But the halacha lemaaseh, we don't hold from it. Even though those who quote it only quote it as the chumah b'yalma lechatchil. That's my chiddush over here. The connection between Tav Shel Lamed Hey and Tav Shel Lamed Zayin. Now, I shall show of hands, Rabbi Osai, a very important vote. Who in this room is married? Raise your hand high. Okay, good. I counted. Who in this room's wife goes to mincha every day to shul? Okay, so to be precise, we're 0 for 12. That's a pretty big sample. Hey. What? You know, my wife's not as frum as the ladies in the Mordechai. I can't believe it. Akshadara, they're so frum nowadays. I don't want to ask this question publicly because not everyone wants to give it to tell their wives' careers. But, you know, it gets dark in the wintertime at 4:30. How many people's wives are home at 4:30? Don't have to raise your hand. Many are not. And if they're home at 4:30, how many have babysitters that can go to shul? If they have no babysitters that can go to shul, that's not easy to do b'dikah either. Screaming children. The kids and my mate, I'm trying to get it at the following point. Times have changed, Rabbi Osei. Times have changed. In years gone by, women were always home, and they had the leisure to go to shul to mincha. So before they went to shul to mincha, they did a bedikah. And I'm not opposed to that. Chas v'shal, it's a wonderful thing. But what I have learned in my experience is that many women would come to me with shilas, and they said, you know, they see a little dam, maybe they scratch themselves. I said, why? What happened? Was this a morning bedikah or the afternoon bedikah? Every single time Kamat was the afternoon bedikah. Why? I said, what? Well, you know, I was in school, I was at work, I was on the road, I was in traffic, so I got out and went to a gas station and went to a bathroom. I mean, I'll tell you all the various circumstances that I can't remember all of them after all these years. All of which were what's called very uncomfortable circumstances. And I realized that's what they call themselves, because they're not at their leisure. So I wanted to invoke the Aruch HaShulchan's principle. Aruch HaShulchan said, if by doing extra bedikas it's going to cause bleeding, better to do fewer bedikas rather than cause bleeding. So that's why I wanted to suggest that the women, if they do one bedikah every single morning, and I always say, the bedikah in the morning should be done the first thing. A woman gets up, she wakes up, go to the bathroom, and do a bedikah immediately. Some women are lucky enough to have what they call a master bathroom. Is that the right word? What word they use? What do they call it? they call it cheder horim. That means the parents have their own bathroom before they have to walk out to face the world. You know, but it's not so easy to face the world sometimes. So if she has that, it's matova manoim. She doesn't have that, she should somehow run out of her door and sneak run. She should do it in her own room. Probably if you want to do it better, it's in the bathroom. Running water, it's comfortable, etc. Why should she stand up? The kids, that's the place to do it. That she's lubricated after a whole night's sleep. That bedikah, everyone should do 7 days in the Shiva Nekiyim. The afternoon bedikah, to my mind, in many cases, it's Yotza Schora Bef Seder. It's a very nice Chumrah. We like Chumras. But at the same time, since it's not Mikra Din, as we just try to demonstrate, it may not be worth doing. I can do it. That's today. That's the next day. And the next month and the next year, it may end up with wounds which are very injurious, both medically and, of course, more to our point, are injurious halachically, because you don't know if it's really for sure it's a wound, and you have to postpone the mikvah, and it's a very serious issue. And I'm more noted to say it's Yotza Schora Bef Seder in such circumstances. That's what I thought. So that's my big cooler. Not everyone agrees with me, but okay. I'm just telling you from experience, all the showers that I got, seems to me that there's a room to follow the Shita and to do a Bedika every morning of the Shiva Nikim and skip the afternoon Bedika. There's so many women, it's not shy for them to do it. Remember, we spoke about how you define the afternoon. The Ra'az Mincha Gedola. Most people say it either means Mincha Tana or Plaga Mincha, or more likely, Samach Lemen HaShmoshes. You have a maximum of a half an hour, you want to really do it properly. But not half an hour, she's in the middle of a class, she's in the middle of a job, she's in the middle of taking care of a kid, she just can't get out. They give her a guilty conscience that she didn't do a Bedika that day because they taught her she has to do a Bedika that day. I'm not into guilty consciences. I'd rather say you're potter from the Bedika Bizman Azeh, make sure you do it every single morning. Okay, if you want to be a machmer, in my opinion, try to be a machmer day one and day seven. Okay, just to be yotze the smog. I don't require, because even that could be very hairy in certain particular circumstances. I'm, again, speaking from experience of women who have complained to me. It's hard enough to get a hefsektari in at the right time. That's why I tell everybody to do a hefsektari in the morning if it's clean, and then hope you'll get to it at the proper time. Well, there it's a much more important reason to do it in the afternoon. And even there, if it can't be done, as I said before, we have to rely on the morning bedika as well. Oh. Now, we spoke about levonim, whether levonim means white or levonim means clean. And the Rabbi Avadya tries to convince us that levonim means clean, and I think the Mechaber seems all the way. The Rambam maybe means white. So I saw in this beautiful sefer, the Mishmeres HaTara, he says that I've said also, but it's always good to see other people say it. This thing I haven't seen anyone say, what I just said now. These are my own coolers. Anytime I have a cooler, but have allies, you tell me. I know some of them. If you find someone who says it to me, I'd be surprised. But you never know. But this one I found someone says like me. It's on page Kuf Yud Ches, Sefer Mishmeres HaTara. He writes, Eitza Tova Leisha Kazu was a problem. Liten Sama Lugufa Padim Levonim, Shemidina Enem Mekablim Tuma. The Yotzim Lele Chovas Levisha Salibun. You want to have white? Put in a white panty liner. Shine, I'll get it. You won't, it's not Mekablim Tuma. He has a particular chumra from Rabbi Yasha if it's adhered. As we do it to the garment, it's treated like the garment. He had a fight with Rabbi Yosef about it, but Rabbi Yosef wouldn't listen to him. You'll get to that later on. But in my opinion, you can even put it on the normal way. It's not Mekabel Tumah, and that's the way. That's it. You'll ask me, Akasha. So then, why bother wearing white? What's the purpose of wearing white if she sees blood on it? It's not going to be Mekabel Tumah anyway. Ain't lahakshu. Yes, it's beferish. Page Kuf Ayin Ches at the bottom. Dim kein l'shem malo veshes klal libun. In other words, we call it a whole flow comes out. In my opinion, that's called Hargosha. He gave two things. In my opinion, it's Shnaim Shem Echad. That what he calls over here Hargosha, what I call over here, you call it Ria Ruba Kederach Veses, it's Haino Hach, Bisman Azeh. Cain Nira Li, same exact thing. That's what he says. Now he goes further than that. Rabosai, we mentioned that there's a machlokas between the Balamor. I don't know if I show this to you ever. I'll show you on the Bali Anefesh. Let me show it to you because I don't know if I show it to you. My memory is poor. Let's see. You have to find me in the Bali Anefesh. Where is it? Bali Anefesh. Okay, Shar Sphira Vedika. What is that? What's that? So, oh, this is before the Raza. This is Abba Lamar himself. We'll get to the Raza in a minute. Oh, no. know where it is. He's divided to Siman. He's going to stay over here somewhere that you must check every day. No. Sorry about that. Right? It's a bedieved galoshna mishnah. They only check 1 and 7, so it's okay. It means they should have done more. Ah, we can save a skip. Beis must be the balamor, the razor. All because of Rav. You see, the chatchila needs all 7. Uladati and Limov Mishnah say no heifer from the Chatzchila of the Yevet. And he gives rias from other places in Masechta Nida, where it says Lobotka, it's okay. Kev Dika Charora the Domem Masulakan Loboy Bedika at all. Here too, Domem Masulakan Loboy Bedika. So you see, I feel the Chatzchila the Gemara is over there. But Ferish, you look at the test. The Gemara says, but there the Lashon was also Lobotka, it's okay. I want to know. What about lechatchila? And the Gemara says you don't even need a lechatchila. So says the Baal Amor. Baal Amor argues with the Ravid. I love vodka. No, lo mashma leidu yevid. Ela fil lechatchila. Hachanam is above lechatchila mashma. That's what he says. Finished. There's no need to check more than 1 and 7. I always am very upset with some of these college teachers that say it. For 2 reasons. One, she's going to forget the 7, then it's a disaster. But 2, it's against the Mefurisha Din and Shulchan Aruch. I have to check every single day. And there's nobody holds that way. Take it back. Somebody holds that way. The Baal Amor. The Baal Amor, the way. So I always thought the Baal Amor is a Yochid. We saw it, maybe we saw it in the Sefer Tar. Did we see this? Sefer Tar? Maybe we didn't. He's a Razor Yechidah. He's a one Shita Das Yochid, an iconoclast. Nobody holds like him. The whole world says you have to Bedika each and every one of the 7 days. Take a look, if you will, in Tosfos, just to give another opinion. Zion Amid Beis in Tosfos. Give a look. Rabbi Eliezer, Umi lechatchila, tricha lived up b'chol yom. Furish in Tosfos. Right, we are Ashkenazim, we follow Tosfos. And the Rosh is exactly the same thing. Simen hey, every day lechatchila. So the Chodah, two shitas, right? Either the Baal Amor on one extreme, and everybody else in the other extreme. The Chatchila absolutely must be done every single day. Let's review up. Let's read the Rush one more time, because we've seen the Rush before in Perek Yud Siman Hey. Quick. Let's go. Quick look. Here we go. Every single day, writes the Rosh, you have to check yourself. But the Yevet, to those who have my print, it's page Nun Tes, column 1, last line. But the Yevet, it's okay. Again, clear, no ands, ifs, or buts. The Mishmera Satara, once again, is. Shows an unbelievable, but he considers me an unbelievable cooler. He compared as a third sheet. How can it be a third sheet? Well, let's watch. Hilchos Nida L'Rambam. A third sheet? He does not chila, but the other. What's third sheet? He claims it's a third sheet. You'll tell me. I don't know. I'm just going to read you the words. Ramban has his kitzur at the end, we know. What's his kitzur at the end? Okay. Who lived He claims it's in between. It's not a real din, as the Rosh says, and the Tosha said, and the Ravid said. It's not completely unnecessary, as the Baal Amor said. It's what he calls a mitzvah min Hamuvchar. And he claims that the Rambam does exactly the same thing. Because the Rambam said, and the Perek Vav and Nuchas Yisrabiyah, he just says, Batka Rishon Hashvi, Harayza Becheskas Tahara, is against the Sidrei Tahara. So I want to show you this. I maybe showed you once before. I just want to show it to you again. Open up quickly to the Sidrei Tahara, Sifkat and Yud Dalit. There, that's where he says that the Razaz Yechidah. I still think the Razaz Yechidah. Because the Razaz said you don't need it at all. And the Ramban, even though he maybe didn't say that it's an absolute din, he used the word Mitzvah and Amukha, which we don't take so lightly. That's over here. Sifkat and Yud Dalit. Rosh, the Smag, the Rivet, etc., etc., etc. I thought he quoted the Razor over here. I'm not seeing it. Somewhere he quoted the Razor and said it's Yechidah. There's no one like, no one holds like him. It's not in this paragraph. I don't see it unless I missed it. And he said that's incorrect. The Razor is not a Yechidah. Let's take a look over here. And this I'm reading page Kuf Yutes and page Kuf Chaf in this Sefer. So he said, you know, this in between Shita is a valid Shita. And if you shouldn't be so belittling of this part, I don't know. This seems to me that even though the Lashon of Mitzvah and Amufcha was used, the Razor disagrees. It says as follows. Tosha says, you do need lechatchila. The Rosh, you do need lechatchila. Or is it Ruin, you do lechatchila? Say, Fachuma, smack. Yeah, Ramban. A third one. Mitzvah min Hamuvcha. He wants to say the Rambam claims he holds that way. And the Torah says lechatchila. And the Sidrei Tahara says, oh, I'm sorry. End of Sifkot Yud Ches. I wasn't careful. End of Sifkot Yud Ches. That's a pretty long Sifkot. Quotes over here. Da! Da razor ba sogas al ba'a nefesh shvil et dech afra atchila en et shvicha bedika b'cho yom u botlo daito nechel kol adem revosu. Botlo daito. And you say, no, why botlo daito? The others don't hold like him. They don't really hold like him. The mitzvah min amufcha means that you're supposed to do it. Not that it's, you don't do it at all. So I wasn't so happy with what he said, but that's what he said. That's what he said. Now, fine. And the Sidrei Tahara is quite strong over here. Here in Sifkot and Yud Ches, he says over here. Take a look. Those who have Sifkot and Yud Ches and Sidrei Tahara will have to end with this because we're out of time. It says over here, one second, the previous paragraph, Gamesh is Sabek, Kevin Shemavur, B'chol HaPosim, L'chatchila B'nei B'dika B'chol Yom. Again, he thinks the Balamor is out. Teshu Sfurun L'Foneinu, that's what he says, that's the reason he gives. Im Zubi Doraisa Hi Yolav. Vikasha Dim Kemi Nolan Dubi Di Evidin Ma'akev. Yesh Loma, Dilma Isle L'Rabbeleze Shum Limon Alze. V'fizei Yesh Loma Kol Roa L'Bila V'chule. Ma'ashengim B'maka, Den Roa L'Bdika. This is difficult child about a maka. What's bothering the Sidrei Tahara? Generally speaking, on the level of the Doraisa, there's no distinction between the Rabbanon and the Doraisas. Who said so? Tosfos. Where Tosfos? Masechta Nida. Yeah. Open up. It's right here. It's in the Tosfos Mefurish. Give a look. He quotes. Take a look over here. Tosfos is over here. Samach Vav Amud Beis, Demasal Kol. We'll end with this, and maybe you have an answer tomorrow. I'll accept it. Tosfos says, Demasal Kol, Royal Abila. We're not going into this all details now. On the first wide line, V'yeshloma, the Ein Svarag Avet Tvila, Shlohik Pida Torah L'Shitar Adam, Vein loma de lechatchila liboy. Kamen de bediyevitar lechatchila namal aboy. Betal lo tvila. When it comes to Issa veheter, you don't find a level of rice at lechatchila bediyevit. Where do you find it? Aval bila, it's belila. Umikra bikurim. Vechalitza. Mitzvah ninu. Look at lechatchila yavo. Kotchim. Many of you say every day in davening. It's like a shtei batonis, but it's not makev. When it comes to mitzvahs, the Torah has on a level of deraisa, lechatchilas and bedievas. Lila with a, yeah, it's not makev. Mikra bikurim is not makev, and chalitza, some parts are not makev, except for the just this week's parasha we read it yesterday. The pull off the shoe, that's makev. But the other stuff, the yark of a funa, the kor of this, that's not makev. Okay, because it's a mitzvah. So what's bothering the Sidrei Torah is, you can tell me that bedikas every single day is a mitzvah on the level of doraisa, which is, he says, everyone holds except for the Baal Bo'or, then why is it amiyake? Where do you find such a concept of a lechatchila on the level of doraisa? That's what's bothering me. If you have a teretz, tell me tomorrow before Shia. Tomorrow Shia is the regular time, right? 1:25 is the average.